The Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now.
Who cares about this garbage?
Justin Bieber admitted that he had a legitimate problem with Xanax and sex while he was depressed. The singer opened up about his life in a new interview in Vogue that came out yesterday with his new wife, Hailey Bieber, or Hailey Baldwin. In it, he said, "I found myself doing things that I was so ashamed of, being super promiscuous, and I was using Xanax because I was so ashamed of my promiscuity." He said, "Drugs put a screen between me and what I was doing. It got really dark, but I think there were times when my security was even coming in late at night to check my pulse and see if I was still breathing."
He said he
was very depressed on tour, saying he was lonely and needed some time to himself. If you remember on the Purpose tour, he canceled, I think, the last like 19 nights
shows,
or whatever.
Yeah.
He admitted that was because of the depression that he was struggling with. He said also the year before he got with his ex, because I guess him and Hailey Bieber had dated for a little bit before they got married, and then they broke up and then they got back together. That's when they got married. But he said that he was celibate the entire year leading up to them meeting. So he had like started to decide, hey, I'm going to wait now, you know, till I'm married to have sex. So he said, yes, one of the reasons they got married so fast after dating again was because they both wanted to have sex and they weren't.
That's why, like, I can't believe Alex isn't married yet.
Oh, well, trust me. Why do you think I'm pressuring all my boyfriends? Let's get this thing on the road.
Now it makes sense. Before, it's just like, come on, I'm tired of waiting.
Why do you think all these people, that's why, like, that's the thing, though, too. It's like Duggars and all that. Like, they all wait, you know, to even, like, hold hands, some of them.
I don't know how the Duggars don't explode, because they aren't even allowed to hold hands or kiss. It's like, I would just... couldn't hold it in.
Michael Jackson's former maid claims the King of Pop was a predatory pedophile who sexually abused dozens of children, filmed his sick encounters, and kept the footage in a secret library hidden at his Neverland ranch. The woman says she often fished Michael's and children's underwear from his jacuzzi and bathtubs at the home. Ugh. She witnessed kids walking around barely clothed. She said she found Vaseline and feminine products next to his bed and scattered around the house. She said she recalls the singer having a strange obsession with photos of naked children. At one point, he told her he wanted laminated photos of naked infants in his bedroom. She said that he had a large collection of VHS cassettes she believed were sex tapes that he had filmed with children in the 90s, though she never saw what was on the tapes. If you read this Daily Mail interview, there's more detail. So the reason why she did not testify, she was asked, but like she was threatened, like his bodyguard told her, like, if you testify, we'll kill you. So that's what she says happened. So you can read the whole interview on Daily Mail. Robert De Niro had a public meltdown yesterday when he stepped out of the Manhattan courthouse following divorce proceedings and his driver wasn't there. The actor shouted at his driver while hiding from photographers behind newspapers.
Can you see all the photographers out here? No, you're not where you dropped us off.
Yeah, he was losing it, and he was just like holding. I watched the whole clip, it was like 3 minutes, and it's like, dude, we are taking pictures of you. We can totally see you with two pieces of paper in your face.
Yeah, he's going through kind of a rough time. I kind of understand. His lawyer had suggested when this was going on, they go back inside the building to deal with the matter until the driver arrived. When they went inside, De Niro said, "This is ridiculous." He went in. He was there going to court to deal with hearings related to his divorce from his wife, Grace Hightower, following 20 plus years of marriage. They were in court dealing with the custody of their six-year-old daughter, Helen Grace. And Kim Kardashian West explained why she wanted a fourth baby.
"My house is so full, but I heard that parents of four are the most enlightened and calm of all parents."
"Really?
The most calm, yes.
Four?
Yes, I heard that. So I felt the huge change from one to two, felt like one to 20.
No, really?
That was harder than two to three for me."
That's the garbage.